Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the fight for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Every Shire team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Say, in your opinion, what's the very fastest, most grueling sport we play in America? Well, a lot of people will tell you it's hockey. Championship ice hockey, the way it's played by great stars like Lynn Patrick of the New York Rangers. Golly, I wish you could see Lynn Patrick go to work in a red-hot game. The way he skims across the rink at top speed. The way his skates plow up showers of ice as he twists and dodges and turns, driving hard into enemy territory. Yes, sir, you'd learn a lot about hockey watching Lynn Patrick. And Lynn could give you plenty of sound dope about training for champion performance on the hockey rink, too. It's just like he tells us in his own words. Hockey is one of the hardest and fastest games of today. And to stay in the running, a player must keep in top-notch condition. To do this, a good training schedule is necessary. And notice this, fellas and girls. Lynn Patrick goes on to say, of course, in any training program, a good, substantial breakfast is essential. And personally, I start my day off with a big bowl full of Wheaties with plenty of milk and covered with my favorite fruit. Give me that breakfast of champions and my appetite is set. Yes, Lynn Patrick is another great athlete who sticks to Wheaties this time of year. And if you're as smart as I think you are, that's just exactly what you'll be doing, too. You'll make Wheaties your number one choice for a real champion training breakfast every morning this winter. You see, if you prefer Wheaties, you can go right on enjoying those good Wheaties flakes without having to change over even once to a hot cook breakfast. The heat of cooking won't keep you warm, you know. Now it's the fuel energy units in a food like Wheaties that stay by you and really help protect you in chilly weather. Not only that, but Wheaties hand you lots of extra nourishment, too. All the bodybuilding nourishment of known importance found in natural whole wheat. That's right. It's Wheaties for a big supply of fuel energy units. Wheaties for extra nourishment. And Wheaties for a helping of that good old champion flavor that makes breakfast fun to eat. How about it? Can you go for a genuine breakfast of champions tomorrow morning? Then you better get yourself some Wheaties. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim, with a single constabulary soldier, are high up on a mountain trail in the country of the headhunters in the Philippines. Behind them is a cave of the mummies, where they had expected to find Sergeant Romero and a squad of constabulary soldiers. In front of them, the mountain drops steeply to the valley below, and on either side, the trail winds through wild, rugged country. Their horses have stampeded and are gone. And now, as they stand together in the mountain trail, they watch savage, tattooed headhunters of the fierce Guians tribe come up to the mountain toward them. Listen.
Jump in, crickets, Jack, and look at those headhunters. Did you ever see such ferocious-looking savages in your life?
Well, they certainly look terrific, Billy. I don't mind the horns they have tied to their heads or those figures tattooed all over their bodies. What gets me is the way they shake their spears at us as they climb up.
Oh, everything about them looks awful to me, Jack. And they sound so ferocious, too.
Perhaps that's just their plan to frighten us, Betty. Let's see what our constabulary soldier says about it.
I hope you're right, Senor.
See, offer and catfish, do you hear that, Jack? He hopes we are right.
He looks more frightened than any of us. Say, what's your name?
My name, Taboga, Senor.
Well, Taboga, what are these headhunters going to do to us?
Who knows, Senor?
Why, isn't he a big help? If I were a soldier and had a rifle, I wouldn't just wait here to be captured by the headhunters.
Neither would I. I'd get back in the cave of the mummies and I'd make it plenty hot for anybody who tried to come in and get me.
Oh, the headhunters are getting awfully close, Uncle Jim. They've reached the trail on either side of us. They're closing in on us.
These headhunters climbing up right below us will reach the trail any minute, too.
Uncle Jim, look behind us up on the side of the mountain. Some of the Negritos are still there.
So our little friends haven't deserted us, have they? But I'm afraid they won't be much help to us now.
There are a lot of Negritos up there, Jack. They're coming out from behind the trees.
And they have their bows and arrows with them, too. Oh, Uncle Jim, do you suppose they can help us?
No, they'll never come down to fight the Guion's headhunters, Betty.
But they can shoot their arrows at them, Uncle Jim.
I doubt if their arrows will pierce the shields if the headhunters carry, Billy. They're mighty tough shields. They're made of tough carabao hide.
Look, Uncle Jim, one of the Negritos is going to shoot. He's aiming his arrow up the trail. He's aiming it at these headhunters up the trail.
There, he shot his arrow. Oh, it went so fast I could hardly see it.
I see it, Betty. It hit right in front of that first headhunter on the trail.
Listen to that. What does that mean, Tobolga?
Oh, that's war cry. That's very bad. Headhunter fights now.
They've all raised their shields in front of them, Billy.
Some more of the Negritos are going to shoot, Jack. Look at them.
But they shot. I can see their arrows land on the trail.
And some of the arrows hit the shields. Look at them sticking out of the shields. They didn't go through. The rest of the Negritos are getting ready to shoot now, Jack. They're going to shoot at the headhunters on the other side of us.
Those headhunters are holding their shields in front of them, too. Oh, look at the arrows.
But not a man is hit, Betty. Those shields protect their entire body. They're still coming toward us.
Those arrows won't stop them, Jack. The only thing that'll stop those headhunters is a pack of soldiers with high-powered rifles.
Oh, if Romero and his soldiers would only show up.
Well, they can't be very far away, Betty. Romero must have discovered by this time that the headhunters have left their village. He's probably on the way up the mountain now.
Well, he won't do us any good if he doesn't get here soon. Those headhunters are working themselves up into a frenzy.
Look, Uncle Jim, right below us. There are six headhunters who are almost up to the trail. If we stay here and the Negritos shoot at him, we're sure to be hit.
You're right, Jack. We'd better get back into the cave of the mummies. Then the Negritos can shoot as much as they want without hitting us. Come on, but take it slowly. Don't let the headhunters think we're running away from them.
I bet you won't mind the mummies at all now, Betty.
No, Jack. They seem almost like friends now. Even the ones that are sitting up in front of the cave with their arms folded seem like friends.
Say, Jack, you don't suppose that there's any back entrance to this cave?
I'm afraid not, Billy. I looked it over when we were in there before. It goes back in the side of the mountain for about 100 feet and then stops.
Gosh, you're all hemlock. Then we're going to be completely trapped when we get in the cave.
We're just about completely trapped now, Billy. But at least we won't get hit by arrows from the Negritos.
Here we are, Jack. We'll stay at the entrance to the cave as long as we can. This is much safer.
Uncle Jim, what's that? Right at the edge of the trail. There's another one. And another one.
Those are the shields of the headhunters, Betty. They're about to climb up on the trail. They're holding their shields there to protect themselves.
Gee whiz, look at those arrows fly. They need protection.
And they've got it, Billy. There's not a single arrow getting through those shields.
They're working their way up to the trail now. They're getting on their feet. Oh, they'll rush us in just a minute.
Yep, they're all going to rush us. Look at that bunch to the right of us. They're almost here.
And those other chaps to the left of the cave are getting pretty close, too.
Ooh, look what they're doing, Jack. Some of them are walking backward, holding their shields up in back of them.
Gee, that's a smart thing to do, Billy.
Uncle Jim, I don't want to look afraid, but I am afraid.
I don't blame you a bit, Betty. Tobolga, give me your rifle.
But, Senor...
Give me your rifle and your ammunition belt.
Well, here, Senor, I give them to you.
What are you going
to
do, Uncle Jim?
We're all going to the back of the cave, Jack. Come on.
Are we going to fight them, Uncle Jim?
Not unless we have to, Billy. But we'll get in the back of the cave where they can't see us very well, but where we can see them. If we can hold them off for a little while, Romero and his soldiers may be back.
If we crouch down among the mummies, they'll find it hard to pick us out unless they rush us.
And I don't think they'll rush us as long as they know I mean business with this rifle.
No, this is as far as we can go, Uncle Jim. Gee, Mom, Nelly, but it's dark in here.
Why, it's not too dark, Billy. We can see these mummies all around us, and we can see the front part of the cave very well. Look, Billy, look outside the cave. They're bunching together. They've got their shields in front of them and over their heads.
And look at those arrows flying all around them.
They're getting ready to rush the cave through that barrage of arrows.
Oh, this is bad. This is very bad. We make them very angry, Senor.
We'll make them angrier yet if they try to come to the back of the cave, Tobolga. Can you speak their dialect?
Yes, Senor. I speak their dialect, but they not listen to what I say.
You've got to make them listen. When they come in...
They're rushing the entrance, Uncle Jim. They're coming in.
Billy, you and Betty crouch down behind those mummies. Jack, you stay here with me and feed me ammunition if I need it.
Okay, Uncle Jim. Come on, Betty. Here's a couple of fine old mummies to hide behind.
But what good will it do?
Oh, so they can't see you to throw their spears at you, Betty. Crouch down, quick.
They've stopped, Uncle Jim. The headhunters have stopped. They're looking around.
Tobolga, you go to them and tell them that I've got this rifle. Tell them that I'll shoot the first man who comes past the middle of the cave.
But, Senor...
No buts, Tobolga. Go to them and tell them what I said. And tell them that I mean it.
Very well, Senor. I go. I tell them. But they be very angry.
They heard our voices, Uncle Jim. They're coming over this way.
Hand me a clip of ammunition, Jack. Now then, if Tobolga can't make them understand,
throw their spears at us, Uncle Jim?
Not until they can see us, Jack. And it's pretty dark back here.
We can see every one of them.
And they know it, too. They've had experience with the rifles of the constabulary. They'll think twice before they rush us.
If we can only hold them off until Romero and his soldiers come.
Ooh, they see Taboga, Uncle Jim. They're surrounding him.
Taboga better talk fast. They're in an ugly mood.
He is talking fast, Uncle Jim. And they're listening to him, too.
Well, they're looking this way, Billy. They're trying to see us.
Oh, they'll have a hard time picking us up from these mummies, Betty.
Look at them, Uncle Jim. What are they doing?
I don't know, Jack. They're getting ready for something.
They're brandishing their spears at us. Why, it looks as though they're forming for a snake dance.
Not a snake dance, Jack. A war dance.
That's it, Uncle Jim. They're forming a circle.
Listen to that, Betty. It's a war dance.
And they've got Taboga right in the middle of us.
Hey, he looks scared to death.
This is different from that Igorot war dance we saw in the village, Uncle Jim. This bunch means business.
It certainly looks that way, Jack.
Watch him, Uncle Jim. The circle is gradually getting closer and closer to us.
I'm watching them, Jack. They're trying to edge near enough to see us.
But if they see us, they'll try and get you with a spear before you can shoot.
That's what they're trying to do, Jack. I'm watching them.
What was that, Uncle Jim?
Look at the entrance to the cave, Jack, and you'll see.
Romero! Romero and his soldiers!
Oh,
that's right, Jack.
And look at the headhunters. They're paralyzed.
They know the power of the constabulary, Jack. They know they're covered by a dozen rifles.
Someone's coming in the cave. Maybe it's Romero.
It probably is Romero. He's leaving his soldiers outside where they can prevent the escape of the headhunters.
He's laying down the law to them, Uncle Jim. Look, they're pointing at us.
Yeah. And Romero's coming towards us. Stand up, Jack. We let him see us.
Senores, who are you? What are you doing here?
Are you Sergeant Romero?
That is right, senor. But I do not understand what you are doing here.
It's a long story, Romero. I'm in the Philippines to find a Professor Loring. I heard he was captured by the Moros in your district in Mindanao. I came up here to see if you know anything about him.
But you have done magnificent work. You have lured the headhunters into the cave where I could capture the guilty one.
We claim no credit for that. We were practically chased into the cave by the headhunters. But what do you know about Professor Loring?
I know nothing of your Professor Loring, senor. I am so sorry.
But you know something of a white man captured by the Moros.
I heard of such a man. I heard he was held prisoner by Sultan Buloa. But I could find out nothing. You have done magnificent.
Found out nothing? Surely you must have found out something.
Sultan Buloa is a very clever man, senor. I think perhaps he does have a white man. But I could find out nothing.
Then our trip up here has been wasted, Uncle Jim.
No, Jack. We found out something. We know that Sultan Buloa is the man to run down.
You have done magnificent work, senor. Now I shall find out who the guilty headhunters are. You would like to watch me, no?
No, thank you, Sergeant. But I should like to ask you more about this white man. And then, Jack, back to the Igorot village, back to Manila, back to our schooner. We'll shove off for the Sulu Sea to find the lost uranium and Professor Loring.
And now Jack and Billy and Betty and Uncle Jim can get back to their real job of finding the lost uranium 235 in Professor Loring's wrecked ship in the Sulu Sea. Then back to Mindanao to find Professor Loring and the valuable deposits of uranium. But it is a dangerous voyage that lies ahead of them, for certainly Shapato and Blackbeard and that crew will try to follow them to the Sulu Sea in their power schooner. The trail leads south from Manila, and it's a trail that has high adventure waiting at every turn. You certainly won't want to miss a single exciting chapter of Jack's next series of adventures on the schooner Spindrift in the Sulu Sea. So listen in at the same time next Monday for the first thrilling episode in the mystery of the sunken reef with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, while you're thinking about it, be sure to ask Mother to get you some Wheaties. Boy, those Wheaties flakes will taste mighty good for breakfast tomorrow and Sunday and Monday. You're going to like Wheaties. I know you will.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye till Monday for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.